Quedamos, subamos acá. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. All praise is due to Allah. We praise Him. We seek His assistance and we ask His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from our evil souls and from our bad deeds. Really, whomever Allah guides, no one can lead astray. And whomever Allah sets astray, no one can guide. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of being worshipped. No grave, no prophet, no angel, no rock, no sun, no moon, nothing. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only object of worship that we Muslims have. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is verily His servant and His messenger. May Allah send His peace and blessings upon him, his companions, and whomever follows them on their righteous path until the day of judgment. All you who believe, fear Allah by doing that which He commanded and staying away from what He forbade, the way He deserves to be feared, and do not die except as Muslims. All mankind, fear your Lord who created you from a single soul, Adam alayhi salam, and from it created his partner, Hawa, and from them dispersed many men and women, us and everybody else on earth. And fear Allah to whom you demand your mutual rights, and reverence the wombs that bore you. Verily Allah ever watches over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say a good word. He will help you accomplish good deeds, and He will forgive you your sins. And whomever obeys Allah and His Messenger has attained the greatest success. As to what follows, verily the most truthful speech is the Book of Allah, the Qur'an. And the best guidance is that of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the worst of affairs are the things that we introduce into this deen of ours. And every newly introduced matter is an innovation. And every innovation will lead you astray, and whatever is astray will make it to the fire. Brothers and sisters in Islam, part of our belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is believing in Allah's names and attributes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has al-asma'ul husna, the most beautiful name and the most beautiful qualities. And from each quality that we might possess, He has the most perfect of it. For example, Allahu sami'un basir, Allah is the all-hearing, all-seeing, and we have that quality. Ours is limited to what is in front of us. You cannot see behind this wall. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees everything, everywhere at the same time. There's a quality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala possesses that unfortunately some Muslims nowadays deny. And we're going to deal with this quality and see whether is this a fact, and if it is a fact that Allah does have this quality, what do we need to do in order to fall under those people who have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala practice this quality against. And I will explain what I'm saying right now. We know that we love. Some of us love our family. Some of us love their money, some of us love their business, some of us love this dunya, some of us love Allah and His Messenger from the bottom of their heart, and some of us love their desires, some of us love their opinions, and the list goes on. This is as far as we can show, we know we have that quality of love. But does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have the quality of love? Does Allah love certain people, certain things, certain characteristics, certain areas? And if so, what do we need to do so we can be among those whom Allah loves? The answer for this, brothers and sisters, is not going to be from a philosophy book. It is not going to be from a doctor. It is not going to be from a scientist. It's going to be from the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our source of legislation. This is what we refer to in order to live our lives. If we scan through the Quran, beginning with Surah Al-Baqarah, we will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse 195, وَأَحْسِنُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ وَأَحْسِنُوا. Ihsan is a strong word. English really doesn't cut it in order to translate it. It just means good. But that's not enough. There's a lot more to it. Ihsan was explained best by the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the famous hadith when Jibreel walked in the shape of a human being. And he asked our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the questions he asked. He told them, what is Islam? He said, to bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship but Allah, and that Muhammad is His messenger. And to establish the salah, and to pay the zakah, and to fast Ramadan, and to attend Hajj if you're able to do so. He says, you said the truth. He said, tell me about Iman. He says, to believe in Allah, and His angels, and His messengers, and His books, and to believe in the last day, and to believe in decree. The good of it and the bad. Everything's from Allah. Nothing is by luck or coincidence. He says, you said the truth. He says, tell me about Ihsan. He says, Ihsan, أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. It is to worship Allah. Ihsan is to worship Allah as if you can see Him. But if you cannot reach this level, then know that Allah sees you. So let's try to evaluate a believer and the state of Ihsan. And we strike an example because it's from the Sunnah of Allah and His Messenger to strike examples so we can understand and we can relate to it. If one of us has his wife with him, and there's a love relationship between them because they're married, do you think your wife will be satisfied if you were looking at a strange woman walking down the street? Certainly not. Because you're supposed to be devoted to loving her and not anybody who's walking down the street. At the same time, you'll be too ashamed to look right in front of her. You might do it when she's not there because of some evil in your heart. But if your wife is over there, most likely you're going to fear having problems with her, you're not going to look. And there's two ways of looking at this. The first one is that you do it out of love and respect for her, and that is to worship Allah as if we can see Him. That is to worship Allah as if we can see Him. How could we be in a place that Allah made forbidden for us to be at? How could we do something that Allah said is haram? How could you do this if you're in a state of ihsan? That is impossible. Meaning we're far away from this level. But we strive inshaAllah. And if you cannot reach this level, then know that Allah watches you. So fear Allah, brothers and sisters. Fear Allah, brothers and sisters. What is this dunya? What is this dunya? The Prophet ﷺ said, verily, if this dunya was worth to Allah the wing of a mosquito, He wouldn't make a disbeliever have a sip of water. He would deprive them because of their disbelief. But Allah doesn't care for this dunya. Allah put us over here so we could accomplish a task. That is to worship Him alone according to the way shown by His Messenger ﷺ. Anything outside that is loss. وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Verily, mankind is at loss. Wallahi, if we don't have these two elements, brothers and sisters, we might be going on a one-way ticket to the fire. In this verse, Allah says, وَأَحْسِنُوا. It's a command. That means ihsan in everything you could do. Ihsan fi ibadatillah wa ihsan ila khalqillah. You do ihsan while you worship in Allah, by khushu' and your salah, by remembering Allah during the day and during the night, before you go to sleep, when you wake up, and ihsan in the way you treat the servants of Allah. By not harming them, and by not oppressing them, and by being kind and just to everything that Allah created. That's how you give da'wah to Islam. It is not done otherwise. The idea here is, what did Allah say? وَأَحْسِنُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Verily Allah loves, brothers and sisters, those who do good. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stating it Himself in His book, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah loves those who do ihsan. So if we are missing this element, let's put it into our life. Perhaps we might be among those whom Allah loves. If we go a few verses down in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 222, we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again saying, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ. Verily, Allah loves those who are constantly repenting, and Allah loves those who purify themselves. And this verse is amazing in more than one way. First of all, tawbah, brothers and sisters, it is something that we are supposed to do as Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says at the end of Surah An-Nur, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. And repent to Allah, all of you, all you who believe, perhaps you might be successful. We were commanded, brothers and sisters, to repent to Allah. The question here is tawbah simply to say, أَسْتَغْفِرُ wa atubu إِلَيْهِ. Why are you doing the sin? Or are there conditions for your tawbah to be accepted by Allah? The scholars, may Allah have mercy on him, broke it down for us. They said tawbah has conditions. If one of them is not available, you can forget about your tawbah, throw it in the ocean. Throw it in the closest ocean you can find. There ain't no tawbah unless some conditions are met. The first one is ikhlas. To be sincere for Allah. Meaning, if you were doing something all your life and everybody kept getting on your case, brother, leave it alone, brother, leave it alone, brother, leave it alone. So you leave it alone so the brothers will stop telling you to leave it alone. This is no tawbah. You're supposed to repent because you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you and to be pleased with you. So sincerity is the first condition in our tawbah. Moving on to the next, you have to have some sort of regret. By wishing you never did the sin. Meaning if you do the sin, and you don't even care about it, Allah al-musta'an, you have a dead heart, wallahi. Ask Allah to give you a live heart that feels. If you do a sin, and you live your whole life indulging in sin, and you don't even pay attention to yourself, you have a dead heart. It doesn't work. A believer is supposed to feel some sort of regret when he commits a sin. We are weak, so we will commit sins. Because Allah created us in this way. But there's a difference between the believer who commits a sin and then regrets it and wish he never did it, and the believer who does it and doesn't care and go on looking for more sins to enjoy. And this was the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought our attention to this in Surah Al-Imran. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. And those who when they commit a foul sin or they oppress themselves, they remember Allah. So they ask for His forgiveness. And Allah said, and who forgives the sins except Allah? Then the next verse is what we're focusing on. And they do not insist in doing that which they're doing whilst they know. If you know, brothers and sisters, you're doing something that is haram and you just keep doing it, you are outside the category of Allah, of the ones whom Allah described will be among the people of Jannah. Because that's how these verses began. If we commit this sin, and we don't know, and we don't pay attention, and we don't regret it and stop, wallahi we have dead hearts. I ask Allah to give us all live hearts that fear Him the way He deserves to be feared. The third condition is that you leave the sin alone. Leave it alone. Whatever it is, leave it alone. If you lie, stop lying. If you cheat, stop cheating. If you deal with riba, stop dealing with riba. If you don't get up for Fajr, start getting up for Fajr. If you love this dunya, leave it alone. If you don't leave the sin alone, that's fake. The fourth condition is to have the intention never to go back to it again. Meaning, you don't say, okay, I'm going to stop doing this for a week right now, assuming you're a thief. A'udhu billah. When the police right now are hot in the streets, so I'm going to stop stealing cars for a week because the police might bust me. As soon as they're back on in their office, I'm going to be right back out there stealing cars again. Yeah, that doesn't work. Because you have the intention to go back to the sin. So that is not a true, sincere tawbah. This is a fake tawbah. Allah doesn't accept fake. Allah only accepts that which is truthful. The last, before the last condition is that if you have oppressed people, to return back that which you took from them wrongfully. And the last one is that you do it before your time comes, brothers and sisters. Before the angel of death comes to snatch your soul. Before the angel of death comes with this assistance to take your soul away. That's when the soul will say, Ya hasrata ala ma farraqtu fi jambillah. That's when you would regret, oh my God, oh my gracious Lord, what have I done? How much I've transgressed against Allah. At that time, your tawbah will not be accepted. That has to be established before. Brothers and sisters, we need to repent from everything. From every sin that each one of us knows he's committing. Allah knows what's in our hearts. And Allah knows whether we meet in these conditions or not. So let's strive. Don't be ashamed of people. Nobody will judge you on the Day of Judgment but Allah. Don't worry about what people think. If you've been doing something the whole time, and then you stop for Allah's sake, and the brothers come and tease you, oh, now suddenly you're righteous. Don't worry about them. These are from the shayateen of ins. These are from the shayateen wal-iyadu billah. A Muslim is supposed to support his Muslim brother and fear Allah. Not to make him feel bad when he's doing something. Oh, you're letting your beard grow? What happened, man? You're a big sheikh now? Don't listen to these people. Tell him, fear Allah and do your job, man. Leave me alone. If I'm worshiping Allah, you want to come ruin my worship? Why, you don't even worship? Then the next part, Allah says, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ. Allah loves those who purify themselves. That is concerned with wudu, washing yourself after you use the restroom, ghusl. Anything that has to do with purification, Allah loves it. Do we understand this, brothers and sisters? Meaning every time you start washing your hands, you are attaining Allah's love. Have we ever thought of it this way? We're only thinking about we need wudu as a condition for the salah. Have we ever thought of it that we are actually establishing Allah's love while we make this wudu? Wallahi, if we did, we will be on another level. And the beauty about this verse is that Allah combined between two things: inner purification and outer purification. He says, Tawwabin, those who repent on the inside; Mutatahirin, those who clean themselves on the outside. What happens to these people? Allah loves them. The last verse. This verse, wallahi, is one of the biggest principles in our deen. This verse, the Ahlul Ilm, the scholars say, this is Ayatul Tahaddi. This is the verse of challenge. Allah is challenging His creation from the first to the last. Muslims and non-Muslims. Verse 31, Surah Al-Imran. Remember this verse till the day you die. Remember this verse. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Some people wanted to claim that they love Allah. Everybody makes this claim. Man, I love Allah so much. Brother, do you do salah? No. Did you fast Ramadan 2 days? You pay zakah? It's alright, they got money. But I love Allah. Allah knows what's in my heart. I have a clean, pure heart. You should only see it. That doesn't cut it, brothers and sisters, because Allah challenged you. If you really love Allah, then here comes the challenge. فَاتَّبِعُونِي. You know who that is? Allah is commanding Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to tell the creation, beginning with those who are not Muslims, do you claim that you love Allah? Then follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, enter into Islam. As for the believers, do you claim that you love Allah? Then where are you from the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? فَاتَّبِعُونِي. What happens? يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. We are trying to prove that we love Allah. But if we follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will love us. Is there anything more valuable than Allah loving you? The creator of the heavens and the earth, the self-sufficient, the magnificent, the one who doesn't need anything and everything needs Him, loves you. How do you attain this love? By sleeping on the couch? By following Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So each of us will measure himself according to this verse. The more you are close to the sunnah, the more you know Allah loves you, inshaAllah. The more you live according to somebody else's lifestyle, the more you are far away from Allah. And it is amazing how the disbelievers will take an example and follow Him. You find people that play basketball, look like basketball players. Pants sagging, head sideways, trying to look all fresh and cool, walking around with the basketball going behind his back. Because Michael Jordan is his idol. And you got people that like ex-singer, looking like a singer with earrings going from here to there and all over their place. Looking like Allahu Alam how. You ask him, what's the matter with you? Say, come on man, you don't know this big rock star? Fulan, he's my example. Some of them are sincere. Some of them live for these people, man. And Allah said, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the best ummah on this earth, the Muslims, to tell us what to do. How do we turn away from it? How is it that we're turning away from it except that the shaitan keeps beautifying ugly stuff? That's the shaitan work, wallahi. Allah warned us from the shaitan in the whole Quran, more than once. إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان. Oh you believe, don't follow the footsteps of the shaitan. Brothers and sisters, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his shoe is worth all of humanity. You know who we're talking about? He is the imam of the messengers. You know how great Nuh is, alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam. You know who's their master? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know who will save people on the day of judgment? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. None of the messengers will be able to do it except him, alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah blessed us with him. Why are we turning away from him?
Takbir. Allahu
Akbar. Who do you want as your example, brothers and sisters? You want to please mankind? They will not take you to Jannah. You want to please Allah? Allah will accept you. Allah says, وَأَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولِ وَمَنْ يُطِعَ اللَّهَ وَمَنْ يُطِعَ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهَ. And obey Allah and obey His Messenger. And whoever obeys the Messenger has indeed obeyed Allah. His sunnah is not a joke. And the sunnah is not everything that is voluntary. Excuse me. Not everything that you don't have to do is sunnah. Among the sunnah are things that are wajib, farida on the Muslims, and among the sunnah are things that are voluntary acts. This is for the scholars to distinguish between this and that. If the sunnah was everything that was voluntary, how do we know what we're doing right now? How do you know that you're supposed to pray 4 rak'ah for dhuhr, and 4 for asr, and 3 for maghrib? Did Allah mention it in the Quran? No. Is it in the sunnah? Yes. Is it farida for you to pray 4 rak'ah? Yes. Some of the sunnah is farida. And some is voluntary, like the sunan and nawafil. Those you pray before dhuhr and after dhuhr and so forth. Not everything the Prophet ﷺ said, do, that means it's just up to you to do it or not. Because Allah refuted that in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلْيَحْذَرِ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ عَنْ أَمْرِهِ أَنْ تُصِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةٌ أَوْ يُصِيبَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Listen to this verse. Look how severe this is. If we knew the Quran right, if we understood the Quran, brothers and sisters, wallahi we would be living different. Allah says, let those who disobey the messenger be aware. This is a warning from Allah. That they might be afflicted with a fitna. You know what fitna? Shirk wal-iyadu billah. Or bid'ah. Or fisk. Somebody will go outside the boundaries of Islam by disobeying Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أَوْ يُصِيبَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Or they will be afflicted with a severe punishment. This is Allah warning us Muslims. فَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. You have in the Messenger of Allah a good example. He didn't say we have a good example and nobody else. Whoever you're trying to resemble and look like, Allah doesn't love him if he doesn't act according to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So leave that person alone. And go back to your deen. And go back to your imam. And go back to the one who cares for you more than you care for yourself. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says in one narration, verily my example and your example is like a man who started a little fire. And then all of a sudden, you know these little insects that come right rushing to the fire and the light? He says, and you are just like those running into the fire, and I'm trying to stop you, but you just keep missing me. This is what he said. Some Muslims are striving to go to the fire. They don't even know, because the shaitan makes them think, you are right. Your lifestyle is okay. Allah will forgive your sin. Don't you know Allah Ghafoor and Rahim? We keep dwelling with this verse. Some of us haven't read the whole Quran. Have you read this verse? نَبِّئْ عِبَادِي أَنِّي أَنَا الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ وَأَنَّ عَذَابِي هُوَ الْعَذَابُ الْأَلِيمُ. Allah says, tell my servants that verily I am the most merciful, the most forgiving. But the verse doesn't stop. And that my punishment is the most severe punishment. Brothers and sisters, it is never too late to change to that which pleases Allah. It is never too late to include the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam into your life, outwardly and inwardly, in his akhlaq, the way he treated his wives, the way he treated his neighbors, the way he treated mankind, the way he used to do ibadah, the way he did everything, the way he ordered us certain things that deal with our outer appearance. He commanded us to do certain things. I'm not going to go into them, so I won't be hurting anybody's feelings. But there are certain commands he commanded the believer to do, so he will not be resembling woman and otherwise. He commanded us to do these things. Don't think it's a joke. And if you're not sure whether it is wajib or mustahab, do it. The companions didn't used to ask him, "Oh, Messenger of Allah, is this compulsory or is it just up to me?" When he said something, they would do it. That's why they were successful. If you're not sure, just do it. Be safe. دَعْمَا يُرِيبُكَ إِلَى مَا لَا يُرِيبُكَ. The Prophet ﷺ advises, leave that which you're doubtful about to something that you're not doubtful about. You're not sure whether it is wajib or mustahab, but you know what's commanded, just do it, man. Leave the reward to Allah. Don't worry about the details. You want to know so you can become a scholar and give fatwa, alhamdulillah, learn, ask. But not so if you know it's a mustahab, you leave it alone. Oh, it's just, oh, Allah loves it only, big deal. So what, Allah loves it. I could do without whatever Allah loves. I'm self-sufficient. That's not befitting for the believer. الحمد لله الذي لا يكلف نفسا إلا وسعها فاطر السماوات والأرض فالق الحب والنوى وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له الرب الرحيم ذو العلا وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي لا ينطق عن الهوى صلى الله عليه وعلى أصحابه أجمعين ومن تبعهم وتبع هداهم فاهتدى. Brothers and sisters in Islam, after we dealt with some of the qualities that Muslims need to acquire in order to attain Allah's love, and they are all over the Quran, we only mentioned ihsan, tawbah, tatahhur, and following Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the thing is, all of the first three fall into the last one, because the Prophet ﷺ used to practice ihsan, tawbah, and tatahhur. So by simply following him in everything, you have already gained all of the other elements. I'm going to share with you a narration which the heart should get chopped for. Either glad tidings for you, or bad news. For myself as well, and everybody around here. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrated, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله تعالى إذا أحب عبدا دعا جبريل فقال إني أحب فلانا فأحبه فيحبه جبريل ثم ينادي في السماء إن الله يحب فلانا فأحبوه فيحبه أهل السماء ثم يوضع له القبول في الأرض وإذا أبغض عبدا دعا جبريل فيقول إني أبغض فلانا فأبغضه فيبغضه جبريل ثم ينادي في أهل السماء إن الله يبغض فلانا فأبغضوه ثم توضع له البغضاء في الأرض. Listen to this, brothers and sisters. Abu Hurairah narrated that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, verily when Allah loves a servant, he calls on to Jibreel. He says, I love such and such person. Each one of you remember, pretend that this is your name. Whatever your name is, Muhammad, Rabi'a, Shakur, Shanur, whatever it is. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calling on to Jibreel to tell him, what? That he loves you. Then he commands him to love you. فَأَحِبَّ. So love him. Then Jibreel will love you. Then he will call among the inhabitants of the sky, the angels. He will say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves such and such person, so love him. Then the angels in the heavens love you. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put acceptance for you on earth, where everybody will love you, unless the people with the sickness in their heart, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. Can you imagine, brothers and sisters, you, being called, your name being called by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who doesn't need you, the one who created you from a semen, the most powerful, the most magnificent, is merciful enough to mention one of our names, to tell Jibreel, the greatest of angels, that he loves you. Is there anything more valuable than that? Wallahi, this is worth the dunya and what's in it. Wallahi, this is worth this whole dunya and everything that's in it. Nothing is more valuable than this. Nothing. Because you know what that means? That means that Allah will be merciful to you. And that means that Allah will forgive you sins. And that means that Allah will enter you into Jannah. That's what His love means. Do you want something better than that? What do you think you're here for? وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Do you think Allah created us to make money? Allah created us to worship Him only. That's it. Everything falls under that main principle. From family and wealth and jobs. But it's not to keep us away from the main reason why we're here. We have to focus on why we're here, on this dunya. We've seen brothers die around us. You've probably been to a janazah or two, seen a brother being put in the grave. What do you think his situation is like? Have you imagined yourself there? Have you imagined what the first night in the grave by yourself? Your family back home crying? You by yourself in the grave? No one to make you feel better about nothing. Nobody can call you on your cell phone. Your Jaguar is not going to come pick you up from the grave. You don't have no pockets in your kafan. No money. Nothing. Deeds. 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 And where were you from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That's what will count. The narration has a continuation which is heart aching and very severe. And if Allah hates a servant, He will call unto Jibreel. He will tell him, I hate such and such person, so hate him. Then Jibreel will hate you. Then he will tell the inhabitants of the skies that Allah hates you, so they will hate you. Then Allah will put hatred for you on earth. You become detested except for the people who are like you. Otherwise the righteous people, they want to stay away from you. Because there's bad radiation going out. Because Allah doesn't love you. Think about these things, brothers and sisters. And evaluate yourself according to what I have mentioned. And strive to please Allah by following Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aqim as-salah.
الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استووا واعتدلوا وتراصوا. Brothers, close the gaps. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that the shaitan used this to go in between us and ruin our hearts in the salah. Yeah, move up, akhi. Stray in the line. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين. الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين. والذين إذا فعلوا فاحشة أو ظلموا أنفسهم ذكروا الله فاستغفروا لذنوبهم ومن يغفر الذنوب إلا الله ولم يصروا على ما فعلوا وهم يعلمون. أولئك جزاؤهم مغفرة من ربهم وجنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ونعم أجر العاملين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.